Welcome to the Busy Gamer podcast for the week of October 31st, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
Happy Halloween!
This week's releases.
Microsoft launches the Kinect motion control camera with Kinect Adventures and launch titles Dance Central, Dance Masters, Kinectimals, Kinect Joyride, Kinect Sports, Motion Sports, and Your Shape Fitness Evolved.
Nintendo is shipping the Red Wii and Nintendo DSi bundles. As we've discussed before, buyer beware if you own WiiWare, Virtual Console, or DSiWare, as there's currently no method to effectively transfer your purchases to a shiny new red one.
James Bond 007 GoldenEye for Wii and DS.
James Bond 007 Bloodstone for DS, PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Poke Park Wii, Pikachu's Adventure, and Babysitting Mama for Wii.
Dragon Ball Raging Blast 2 and Fist of the North Star Ken's Rage for PS3 and Xbox 360.
God of War Ghost of Sparta for PSP.
And various Megamind movie tie-in games for DS, PS3, PSP, Xbox 360, and Wii.
This is the latest game release information we have. A more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases.
Rock Band 3 for PS3, Xbox 360, Wii, and even Nintendo DS.
Fable 3 for Xbox 360.
Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 for PC, PS3, Xbox 360, DS, and Wii.
Lego Universe for PC.
And Tony Hawk Shred for PS3, Wii, and Xbox 360.
Plus, for iPhone and iPad, there's The Boondock Saints, Choo Choo Rocket, Modern Combat 2 Black Pegasus HD, Puzzle Quest HD, Reckless Racing, Samurai 2 Vengeance, and Wii Bowl.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our October 25th roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though you normally have nearly a week to enter.
This week, to mark the 10th anniversary of the PlayStation 2, we have a trio of games: SSX, the system's launch snowboarding game that paved the way for many great sequels, Indigo Prophecy, which was a sort of rough draft for Heavy Rain, and Japanese RPG Tales of Legendia, generously donated by Ballagirl1.
Get up to four chances to win one, two, or all three games by posting a comment, reviewing one or both of our podcasts on iTunes, and tweeting about the giveaway. Find the details on our site and be sure to enter by 6 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, November 3rd.
Last week's winners.
Andrew won Dead Space for PC.
And Revix and Fragger each won the Borderlands Claptrap Revolution DLC for PS3.
Harmonix had a rough week last week, though it appears to be partially due to bad planning. Most companies preparing for a major product launch will upgrade their back-end systems a week or so early, and then load test it to be prepared for the anticipated onslaught of launch day traffic.
RockBand.com was taken down the day before Rock Band 3's launch, and it didn't come back up until the end of launch day. We're talking close to midnight on the East Coast. Not a great customer experience for those who were up at Midnight Madness getting the game the night before. It was a little surprising to see their community manager shout out that the web team was getting sleepy and calling it quits before the West Coast Midnight launch even went down. The rest of the week, their web team was busy fixing the various track export processes and site issues, though at this writing, they still didn't have account linking back up and running on the site.
We've compiled everything we found out about Rock Band 3 DLC, including the three free door songs you can nab, but only for another day or so, how to export your tracks from Rock Band 2 and LEGO Rock Band, and even the reusable codes for unlocking two in-game guitars. Read our October 28th post for these and other helpful details to get the most out of Rock Band 3.
Now, we went ahead and bought Rock Band 3, but it's going to be a holiday present, so we had to unwrap it so we could download those three free songs. This seems to be a new trend, at least in our household. We picked up a Blu-ray movie for Pikachu fan that contains a child's ticket to see Megamind, so that little stocking stuffer also had to be unwrapped early. It's also going to be very tough to have an unwrapped copy of Rock Band 3 in the house for nearly 2 months. And, you know, I really should try out the keyboard. you know, just to make sure it works before December 25th.
So what do you think? Is this a bad trend on the part of publishers and studios? Will we need to pre-open all of our gifts next year to get promo items with a limited shelf life? In the case of Rock Band 3, they could have provided a pre-order code for copies sold in the first few weeks and met the same goal. Movie cash is another matter, unless it's for a movie that opens Christmas Day or right after.
Comment of the week. Harmonix Henry, the community manager, responded via Twitter to my post about how RockBand.com was down for the game's midnight launch.
Hey, Rome wasn't built in a day. RB.com will be up by tonight. Get some fresh air in the meantime.
Wow, when I was community manager, I'd never have dreamed of putting down a customer's concerns like that. Apologize and move on. But to his credit, he responded to me at 4:46 a.m. Well, actually almost 8 a.m. on the East Coast. We're playing for fun. What's one has been won. The bell has been rung. The banners are hung. Costume Quest was a surprise hit in our household. It was designed by a comic artist for the studio that made Psychonauts and Brutal Legend, but at first glance, you'd think it was a cutesy little kid's game. But it's really a cutesy little game for anyone who wants to have an absolute blast exploring, questing, and battling monsters over Halloween candy.
Shh, you had me at quest.
You use well-timed button presses to attack and defend during the turn-based battles, with different powers depending on what Halloween costumes your crew is wearing, and the battle stamp power-ups they collect or purchase in the game.
We all had a great time with this game. Pikachu fan can't stop talking about it.
This is Costume Quest, where you fight enemy gremlins, trick-or-treat, the mall part. There's a mall part. You can attack gremlins from behind. Blah, blah, blah. Gremlins want to kill you. You want to destroy gremlins. You want to have Lady Liberty. You want to have a knight. You want to have a ninja fighting for his life. You might want Captain Starblazer. You might want a French fry costume. My dad's at Fall Fields, but I'm not as far. That's where you get the French fry costume and the last part of the pumpkin costume. It is pretty fun for me. If you know a lot of buttons, you'll certainly will not regretting buying this game. This is the game for you if you love games where you just need to press the button. And you might see press Y right now, and it means right now. I thought I was going to be really bad because I don't know that buttons that well, and now, I'm actually pretty glad I played it. It's super fun. Even for people who don't know your buttons very well, still the game for you. One time I really miss, I didn't think I shouldn't have done missile barrage because the enemy was using a shield and it only took 2 damage for a missile barrage. Man, that was frustrating. I could have done a whole lot of damage, but it ended up to be 2 damage. You're kidding. When you're defeated, there's kind of something that makes you feel kind of bad because you lost, because the enemies are doing little things because they defeated you. So it kind of makes you feel bad when you lose. But you can skip that.
I have a penchant for grown-up games, so it's nice to have something that I can play with Pikachu fan in the room and providing play-by-play when I get stuck.
There's a monster, Mommy. This does not look good.
I found the game utterly charming. I love that they've integrated old-school Halloween touches, like bobbing for apples, with the modern-day realities of trick-or-treating. And like any good kids' entertainment, there are some slight references that will go over the kids' heads. The monsters discuss the woes of downsizing, while storekeepers give out coupons with the candy, along with a not-so-subtle reminder to bring Mom and Dad back to the shop. Grown-ups will also get a kick out of the shop names, including Electric Bagel Land and Allowance Loans. The combat is a bit repetitive for my taste, primarily because of the save limitations. I had 3 consecutive battles with the same monster types one evening, triggered in 3 different locations, and I really just wanted to shut down and go do something else. Finishing a quest just so I can turn off my console definitely falls in the trick category.
Costume Quest combat is a solid game mechanic that had me coming back for more. 30 minutes after I'd quit, I would feel the itch to boot it back up again. Even now that I've fully beat it, I'm getting ready to start a new game. The game isn't perfect, but it's really solid and a lot of fun. I'm actually thinking of picking up the PS3 version since I'm a little less familiar with the button layout on the DualShock controller, and it would make for a bigger challenge. That ought to tide me over until the inevitable sequels for Christmas, Valentine's Day, Dragon Con, and if we're really lucky, Joss Whedon's birthday. What we're playing.
So I finished Dead Rising 2, and this is a pretty big deal for me because after several years of playing over and over and over again, I have yet to beat the main quest in Dead Rising. I always crap out in the same area, the same mission on day 3. And I was just really, really determined that I was going to beat Dead Rising 2. And not only did I beat it the first time through. And the developers themselves have said they don't expect you to beat the game the first time. This game is meant to have you keep coming back and starting over. I'll have a full review next week, along with some tips for getting through, but the short answer is, if you're a masochist or you love Dead Rising, and if you love Dead Rising, you probably are a masochist, you're going to enjoy this. If not, I'd say rental at best, and while it pains me to say it, probably a pass.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I'm ever going back to that game. Well, Fallout New Vegas has become kind of my second job. Alas, I generally have to work the graveyard shift. Once everyone's gone to bed, I head out to New California Republic to clear the wasteland of aggressive mutated scorpions. Now, actually, with my weak little level 3 character, I pretty much tried to bypass them as much as possible by rock climbing to ledges overlooking the valley where they live, but I eventually had to confront them due to the invisible barriers that blocked me from using these little mountain pathways to get to my true destination. Thank goodness, I picked up a flamethrower somewhere.
Is that where I left it?
So far, I've encountered no freezing and very few glitches, except for those weird invisible barriers, and I'm really loving the game. I hit a wall in Fallout 3 with Point Lookout, which has some truly maddening enemies that even my level 27 character can't easily overcome, so it's nice to have some new Fallout adventures with achievable missions. The other game I played this past week is Pinball FX 2. I was a fan of the original Pinball FX, and I really love the sequel. There are a few strange things that you should know about, though. The actual Pinball FX2 app is free, but all this does really is let you play trial versions of tables unless you pay for something. It will automatically import any existing tables you own from Pinball FX1, but for some reason you can't shop for new tables in the app. You have to exit out to Xbox Live Marketplace to download all the trial versions, though they can be purchased in the game once you do have them. There are also 4 brand new tables, and they are pretty remarkable. There's a Roman Empire-themed one with aqueducts.
Lead the Empire to a golden age.
A mad doctor's lab with a science experiment you can affect.
A new creature is born! Its brain signals show a hunger for learning.
And an Arabian Nights-style adventure complete with a shell game where you have to find the hidden compass under moving cups.
The compass leads you to the next town.
The 4 new tables are busy gamer-friendly. If you quit, it will save your progress with the ball still in motion. There's even a 3-second countdown to let you get ready for the game to resume. Alas, all the old tables are not. If you start a game, be prepared to finish it, since quitting will abandon it. This includes the tables that are free imports from the original game, and any add-on tables such as Rocky and Bullwinkle.
You mean?
Yeah, we failed.
And my favorite, Nightmare Mansion. I'm a little surprised that this is the case, since they appear to have rebuilt the tables for Pinball FX2. You're actually downloading whole new tables to import into the game, based on the fact that you already bought them. I'm guessing it came down to budget, but if saving the ball placement and trajectory is part of the core game engine, you'd think it wouldn't cost much to add this to all the tables. The game does have all new achievements, even for the tables you might have already conquered in the original title, and there's leaderboard tracking that gives you a running tally of how many points you need to take down your friends as you play. I highly recommend you check it out.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare titles are Bit Trip Fate and My Planetarium. DSiWare editions include Flashlight, which basically just makes your screen white so you can see things in the dark, Go-Go Island Rescue, Defense Wars, and Spot the Difference.
The PlayStation 3 store added Blacklight Tango Down, Superstars V8 Racing, free move support for high-velocity bowling, and the Mod Nation Racers Stunt Props Pack is free until November 9th.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 gamers can get the Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare Pack and demos for Majin and the Forsaken Kingdom and Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. Xbox 360 Marketplace is increasingly hard to navigate on the web, so we hope you appreciate the work we did compiling all of the new content, which includes 3D Ultra Mini Golf 2, Bloody Good Time, Haunted House, Pinball FX2, and a lot of Def Jam Rapstar tracks.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at busygamernews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's GRRL Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send Game Watcher an @reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. You can actually do this each time that you listen. And we're also on Zune Marketplace.
We'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes. This week, it could help you win one or more classic PS2 games.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's MEVIO.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com/podcast.
You're walking around, Mommy. You've almost got all the candy you can get.